The presidential and congressional campaigns are inextricably linked. Bob Dole and Bill Clinton will appear on the same ballot as House and Senate candidates in every state. President Clinton is not aggressively campaigning for those on the ticket beneath him and is making the case for his re-election by saying voters will need him in the White House to counter a Republican-controlled Congress. But Dole, whose campaign is dragging, has chosen to stump for Republicans whether they like it or not. And in some cases, the congressional candidate may actually help him. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Bob Dole has always played the role of party builder, raising money, endorsing candidates, speaking at Rotary breakfasts. Helping the other guy pays off in politics, and Dole earned the title of majority leader for his efforts over the years. Now, as the party's presidential candidate, he continues the practice, whether the rest of the ticket wants his help or not. In Las Vegas, Nevada this week, as he does at every campaign event, Dole brought a dozen Republicans running for local office up on stage with him.
I want now to invite all the Republican candidates and others up here. We've got some great candidates up here. We've got some who are going to get elected, too.
Noticeably missing, however, was John Ensign, the congressional Republican up for re-election in this district. Ensign was back in Washington, where Dole explained he was doing important business.
How you like these candidates? Pretty good, right?
But Ensign isn't the first candidate not to show when Dole comes round. Many openly admit they do not feature him in their campaign advertising, and some even agree with President Clinton's contention that the economy has improved, which flies in the face of Dole's campaign strategy, because they want to claim partial credit. Others who don't mention Dole on the stump say they're simply worried that Republican voters, dispirited by a lackluster presidential campaign, will stay home on Election Day. Coattails is a simple word for what's often much more complex. That's decidedly true this year. Consider that most surveys now find less than half the voters like the idea of the White House and Congress controlled by the same party. That, along with concern about the past 2 years of a Republican-controlled House, may be why Clinton barely stumps for congressional Democrats. He's making a case for his re-election as a check to Speaker Newt Gingrich. By contrast, Dole has gone out of his way to campaign for congressional Republicans, and in some places his chances may be improved by their popularity. In California this week, Dole flew north to Chico, where a popular Republican congressman, Wally Herger, is up for re-election.
Senator Dole's coming here helps everybody. We're excited. It's good for all our candidates. I think my race looks all right, but it's very good. Right next to us, we have a very competitive race where Tim LaFever can defeat Vic Fazio in Congress. This also spreads over to the close race that Frank Riggs has. So this is good for everybody.
The rally in Chico, where Dole fell off of the stage, was attended by Herger's Democratic opponent, Robert Braden. Braden mused that Herger will probably help Dole at the polls in this district, but he doubted the visit had much impact one way or another.
Oh, I don't think that he's going to make much difference in this particular race. However, the Republican strategy is a very interesting one, and I would have to say what he's doing here is good politics.
In 1992, then-President George Bush was accused of bad politics by making it clear early on he was giving up in California when he ceased advertising and appearances in the state, which he decided was too big and too expensive to contest. He's blamed for costing a number of Republicans their races. All eyes are now on Dole now to see if he does the same. Ken Kashigian is Dole's California campaign chairman.
Well, there's no question that it set a bad precedent. And because Clinton is the opponent and Clinton was Bush's opponent, I think it sets people to thinking that this will happen again. And certainly my counterpart in the Democratic Party wants us not to be here so that they could take their money and put it elsewhere. But that's not going to happen right now.
Not yet, anyway. And in the meantime, some local politicians in California say Dole's presence does help. From the county commissioner running for re-election who sits in his driveway with a sign waving at all the cars as they head to the rally, to the assemblyman handing out buttons inside. It all comes down to turnout, they say. And if any one candidate can get Republicans to the polls, everyone else benefits. Although Dole trails Clinton badly in California, Kashigian says it has not gotten to the point where candidates don't want him around. They're still calling, he says.
Look, I was in the White House in 1972 when Nixon ran against George McGovern. That was a case where candidates were running away from McGovern in vast droves because they knew he was weak, they knew he was going to hurt them. It happened in Goldwater in 1964. You don't see any of that now. This is a campaign that I think the person who sees this most the way I see it is Bill Clinton. I know that he's thinking every day that that campaign out there could catch fire, and if they do, I'm in trouble.
But Dole himself knows there comes a point when a candidate can actually hurt the rest of the ticket. He was candid about his own status recently at a GOP pep rally on Capitol Hill. "Wherever we can help," he said, "or if we can't help, you can tell us that." From candidate Wally Herger's perspective, Dole's visit may not have helped, but it didn't hurt anyone either. In Chico, a sign was posted at the baseball field where Dole was to appear. "Bob Dole, here Wednesday," it said, "free." I'm Elizabeth Arnold, reporting.